Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, September 12th, is the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary, and it celebrates the fact that when victory comes, it always comes through Mary. Now, in the year 1571, the Muslim Holy War to destroy Christianity and conquer Europe was stopped at the Battle of Lepanto, due primarily to lots and lots of ordinary people praying the rosary. I'll share that story with you on October 7th, on the Feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. And with the failed sea invasion, the Muslims then sought to conquer Europe and Christianity by land. So by 1683, the Islamic forces had reached the very heart of Europe and laid siege to Vienna. The emperor, Leopold I, fled Vienna in fear, and King Louis XIV of France ignored their cries for help. And less than 15,000 defenders were trapped within the city walls of Vienna, while the Muslim army swelled to more than 150,000. And if Vienna fell, nothing would stop the Muslims from sweeping through the rest of Europe. The small number of fighters left in the city were abandoned by their leaders, surrounded by a much larger force bent on their destruction, and it certainly looked like there was no hope. But God and Our Lady never abandoned their children. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Blessed Marco, a Franciscan monk and chaplain to the Christian army in Vienna, encouraged everyone trapped in the city to resist by praying the rosary every day. Pope Innocent XI appealed to the King of France to intervene, but he rejected the invitation, the plea of the Pope. So the Pope turned to King Jan Sobieski of Poland to come to the aid of Vienna and all of European Christianity. Sobieski led the most feared cavalry in Europe called the Winged Hussars, because they had sewn eagle's feathers to the back of their armor and looked like eagles flying as they rode into battle. But more importantly, Sobieski was ardently devoted to Mary and the Rosary. And when he received word from the Pope, he immediately summoned his cavalry and army, went straight to Częstochowa, where the miraculous icon of the Black Madonna is kept. There they consecrated themselves to Mary, and then marched more than 400 miles to Vienna. And as they marched, Sobieski ordered his army to pray the rosary continuously. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Sobieski and his forces arrived outside of Vienna on the evening of September 11th, 1683. And then at 4 a.m. on the morning of September 12th, King Jan Sobieski and his forces celebrated Mass, reconsecrated themselves to Mary, and then, without hesitation, they threw themselves into the assault. Sobieski's soldiers ran with total abandon down the hill toward the Muslim army, shouting as they ran, "Jesus and Mary, save us!" While the famed cavalry, the Winged Hussars, charged with 18,000 strong, the largest cavalry charge ever. And Jesus and Mary did save them, as well as the city of Vienna. By the end of the day, the massive Muslim army was completely destroyed, and those who survived fled in disarray, leaving everything behind in their camps. After the battle, King Jan Sobieski wrote a letter to Pope Innocent XI, relating the events and describing to the pontiff exactly what happened that day. And he ended saying, "I came, I saw, and God conquered." Upon his return to Poland, Sobieski went immediately to the shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, where he laid the captured Muslim flag on the altar before the miraculous icon. And there it is to this very day. Once again, the victory came through Mary, the rosary, and countless faithful who responded to her call. In gratitude to Our Lady, the Pope declared September 12th the Universal Feast of the Holy Name of Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What enemies do we face? Scripture tells us there are three enemies: the world, the devil, and the flesh. Well, God has already overcome the world and Satan. The only enemy left is the flesh. Now, that doesn't mean our body. It means me, my fallen human nature, with my disordered desires and vices that cause me to sin. This is why Our Lady comes, calling us to convert, to change. But before we will change, we have to identify the problem within ourselves, identify our fallen human desires, our vices. And that takes an examination of conscience. So how do we do an examination of conscience? First, look at what we've done or said that was wrong, or times that we've failed to do what was right. And the best place to begin an examination of conscience is with the Ten Commandments. I suggest you open the Catechism and read through the Ten Commandments. You might find areas that you've broken that might surprise you. And then we need to get to the root of the problem. Ask yourself, why did I do that? What motivated it? Was it pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, or lust? Because all sin flows from one of these roots. So we take this threefold approach to our examination of conscience, asking, what have I done that was wrong? And when have I failed to do what was right? And then we look at the Ten Commandments, and then we get down to the roots of pride and the seven deadly sins. Then we have a good examination of conscience. And that is the beginning of overcoming the enemy within. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady comes to remind us of the weapons God has given us against our enemy, against our Goliath, the five stones to overcome evil in our lives. The first stone, flowing from our examination of conscience, is the sacrament of confession. Our Lady said, monthly confessions will be a remedy for the church in the West. Whole sections of the church could be cured if the believers would go to confession once a month. The second stone is prayer. She calls us to pray the rosary every day and to pray with the heart, which means don't let the rosary be a rote saying of words while your mind wanders. Make the rosary a real meditation on the Word of God. That's why the third stone is to read and think about the Word of God in the Bible every day. And the fourth stone, Our Lady says, let Mass be your life. May the Mass, the most exalted and most powerful act of prayer, be the center of your spiritual life, Our Lady said. And finally, the fifth stone, fasting. Our Lady asks us to commit to fast every week. She asks for a bread and water fast on Wednesdays and Fridays, but Our Lady accepts alternatives. And I think we need to fast from all the things that distract us from God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, did you remember that you saw the Muslim standard, the banner, on the altar of where the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa is kept there in Częstochowa?
If anything, I feel like I was racking my brain trying to think of where was that at, because in my defense, when you go into that chapel, it is so
ornate.
Yeah. It is. There's so much, and there are so many. I mean, first of all, you're distracted by her.
She's so beautiful.
If you're standing in front of Our Lady, you just want to...
You're not distracted, you're captivated.
Yeah, you don't want to spend any moment looking at anything else. And if you look at anything else, it's the crutches on the walls and all these things. But I think that's actually the beauty of it. What struck you about that banner?
Well, just the fact that this is... These are not fairy tales or legends or myths. This really happened.
Yeah, she defends us.
Yeah.
And there, time and time again.
There was the Muslim flag, the banner right there. It's right there on the altar under the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa because she gained the victory. And Sobieski knew she gained the victory. But we don't believe it today. We Catholics don't believe it. I mean, there are many things that we are concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Rightly so. Concerned. Now, we shouldn't be worried, but there's things we should be concerned about. Concerned about the direction of our country. Concerned about the war in Ukraine. Concerned about the war in the Middle East. Concerned about the moral decay. Concerned about the destruction of the family. On and on and on and on. And we think that these have merely human solutions. when Our Lady keeps coming to us and giving us the solution.
Yeah.
Pray the rosary and lead others to pray the rosary. Mm-hmm. But in the back of our mind, we say, no, that's not very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to get solved by politics or more weapons, mm-hmm. or more, we got to give more aid, or no, it's the rosary.
It always comes back to, as humans, we're so prideful that we think it has to be big to do big things.
And even more, in our pride, we think it has to be us who does big things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. We talk so much about our realm of responsibility. It's not bad to care about those things, but we have to be reasonable about what we can do about those things. And what everyone, the most powerful thing a leader can do is still to be faithful. And I think that's what like really struck me about this meditation. It's that it was more than just being an incredible leader, but being faith forward in leadership.
Yes.
Is so important for a military, for a country, for any group of people.
And it was the stark difference between Sobieski and the King of France, the Sun King, he called himself in France, because...
Wow, that was the same. That was Louis the 14th. There we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and so when the Pope appealed to Sobieski, Sobieski immediately went to Our Lady.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the power source.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sun King, he just ignored... You know what's so striking about the Sun King? That God sent a saint to the Sun King saying, you need to consecrate France to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the Sun King ignored it. And then at the time of the French Revolution, the descendant of the Sun King remembers this, tries to consecrate France at the last moment to this, to the Sacred Heart, and is basically told it's too late. So you put these two leaders side by side, one, like you said, faith-driven, the other.
I think really just what I want to see is more showing people how you can be a very, very strong leader. And people have more confidence in their leaders when they see reason and humility. And there's a level of humility and strength that you see when someone is fully dependent upon God and Our Lady.
Yeah.
And to have the confidence of heaven on your side.
Okay, so then that's what we have to do. Whether you're a grandparent or a mom or a dad or a business leader, whatever you are, that's the way we have to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be like Sobieski. First, let's reconsecrate ourselves to Our Lady, and let's fight with the weapon of the rosary in our hands.
Yeah. I think you got to celebrate this feast day with three things. You got to pray the rosary, buy a bottle of Sobieski vodka, and listen to the song Winged Hussars. I can't remember who it's by, but there's this metal song about the Winged Hussars.
Oh, that's awesome.
You do those three things and you've celebrated well.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.